各位弟兄姐妹平安，很高兴再次来到你们中间。
Very happy to be here, and sister, brother, peace.
让我用一个中国古老的故事开始今天的讲道。
I'm going to start a very old Chinese story to begin.
有一个人掉了一把斧头，他到处找都找不到。
And someone lost the 斧头是
axe.他找来找去找不到，他就开始怀疑他的邻居。
So he, because he couldn't find it, he started suspicious of his neighbor.
他看他邻居那个走路的样子，那个眼神的形态，看起来就像一个小偷。
When he watched his neighbor, the way he actually walked looks like he was a thief.
结果第二天他上山去这个砍柴的时候，发现原来他的斧头是留在山上，他忘了带下来。
So next day when he went to cut some woods, then he realized that he left the axe on the wood.
结果当他找到斧头下山以后，他再次看他邻居，怎么看都不像一个小偷。
And when he found his axe, when he looked his neighbor, then no longer he feel he's like a thief.
他说，我早速告诉我自己，这个邻居应该不是小偷的样子。
So I told myself, my neighbor does not look like a thief.
大家听到这个都会心的一笑，因为这个好像是我们人性的一部分。
But it seems like we will kind of smile about the story because that's the nature of a human.
但是这个故事有一点可惜，这个主人翁虽然他发现了真相，可是没有接近真实。
But even though this person actually found the facts, but did not find the truth.
他可能下次还会犯同样的错误。
He might make the same similar mistake again.
我们都会觉得他的错误，他的愚蠢很明显。
Well, we can see his mistake and the, it's very foolish.
但是有多少人其实就像这个人一样呢？
But how often we are just like this person?
其实最大的盲点就是觉得这个故事说的是别人，不是我自己。
The biggest blind spot is we're talking about other people, not ourselves.
人是很有盲点的。
We all have a blind spot.
但是我们怎么察觉自己的盲点，又怎么改进呢？
How do we discover our blind spot and how can we improve from it?
如果我们能够察觉我们的盲点，我们就接近真实。
If we can find our blind spot, we can be very close to the truth.
上帝的阳光就能照进来，我们的生命就能够在那边有突破、有成长。
And God's sunshine, we can enter our heart, so we can improve and continue to grow.
有的时候，真相不总是让人安慰或者受到人欢迎的。
And sometimes truth cannot be popular.
最近常常有人跟我说，牧师你变胖了。
And lately, sometimes people told me that you are getting heavier.
我没想到你也有肚子。
And you also have a tummy.
所以现在不要看我的肚子。
So don't look at my tummy right now.
我就心里想，为什么你不说 hello, 要说你变胖了呢？
Why don't you just say hello to me instead of say you're getting heavier?
真相不总是令人欢迎的。
And the truth sometimes may be very unpopular.
我必须要承认，我真的变胖了。
I have to realize, I mean, tell myself, yeah, it is truth. I'm heavier.
今天我要跟大家分享一段圣经，讲到盲点。
And today we're going to share this passage, talk about blind spot.
不仅是讲到盲点，也告诉你怎么察觉盲点。
And besides talk about blind spot, and also talk about how we discover blind spot.
不仅讲到怎么察觉盲点，要告诉你生命怎么能够超越盲点，接近真实。
And we can also find out the blind spot and also continue to overcome blind spot.
以至于我们的生命能够成长，越来越像神，讨神的喜悦。
So our spiritual can grow just more like Jesus.
这是一段大家都非常熟悉的经文。
And everybody's familiar with this passage.
如果你觉得你够熟悉了，我挑战你把它背下来。
If you feel like you know the passage very well, I challenge you to memorize.
如果你闭上眼睛还背不起来，那不代表你够熟悉。
And if you cannot memorize it when you close your eye, that means you don't know the passage well enough.
如果你还不够熟悉，对这个经文很陌生，我就鼓励你好好的听。
And if you are foreign to this passage, I will ask you to listen carefully.
你会觉得这个讲得很简单，但是很深刻。
But even though the message may be very simple, but it's very deep.
不管你是不是基督徒，你都可以从当中学到功课。
Regardless you're Christian or not, you will learn some lesson from it.
所以，请你把你的圣经打开到马太福音第七章。
Please open your Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 7.
我们今天只看六节的圣经，一到六节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to 6.
如果你没有 Bible, 你也可以把你的手机打开，只是不要上网。
And if you do not have Bible, you can use your phone to open the Bible, but just don't go onto internet or something else.
马太福音第七章一到六节。
Verse 1 to 6.
我先念中文，然后 Bianca 帮我念英文。马太福音第七章一到六节，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？你自己眼中有梁木，怎么能对你的弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕他践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, you will be measured to you.Why do you look at the speck of the sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrites, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give a dog what is sacred. Do not throw your pearl to pigs.If you do, they may trample them under their feet and then turn and tear you to pieces.
今天我要用三点很大跟大家很简单的分享这段经文。
I'm going to say three points to, about this passage.
第一点，我们看下一张 slide.
And let's look at the first one.
这边讲说我们要判断但不要论断。
We need to discern but not to judge.
这边有一个非常明显的命令是不要论断。
And here there's a command that do not judge.
但是什么叫做不要论断呢？
What it is not to judge.
有的人说你都不能讲别人不好，只要你一讲别人不好就是论断他。
And so you cannot say anything negative about other person. Once you say it, it seems it's judging.
如果一个弟兄有外遇，
And somebody have the, if the brother has a marital affair,
你说
affair,
你有外遇，你犯了罪。
And you have sin.
你这样就是论断他。
Is that judging?
是这样子吗？
Is it?
什么叫做不要论断？
So what is not judging?
我们先说不要论断不是不要判断。
And so not judging does not mean not discern.
神要我们有判断力。
God wants us to have a discerning ability, but discernment.
从这节经节你就可以看到，你要看到弟兄眼中有刺，那是一个判断。
So when we say, think is a discerning is when we see there's a speck of the person's eye.
第六节还讲到猪跟狗，
and,
你也有一个判断力，你知道谁是猪，谁是狗。
And we also have a ability to discern there's who is the dog, who is the pig.
甚至第七章后面还讲到假先知，你也要分辨谁是真先知，谁是假先知。
And then later talk about the false prophet, we also need to have ability to discern.
所以很明显，上帝是要我们有判断。
And so the God wants us to have an ability to discern.
那可是我们不能有论断。
But we cannot have this judgment.
那判断跟论断那条线画在哪里呢？
So where is the line between those two?
最简单最关键的差别是在于心态。
So the critical point actually is about our mentality.
论断的心态他关心的不是造就人而是批评人。
And so judge means that is not want to help the person and is also try to be critical.
论断就是当你批评完一个人或者讲说一个人的错误或者不足以后你就拍拍屁股走人。
And so actually when judge means that you criticize someone after you finish it you just turn away and you leave.
论断就是我们做出负面的评价却不跟这个人站在一起。
So we are giving the negative judgment and, but we are not aligned with that person.
讲到刚刚那个外遇的弟兄，我说你有外遇，你犯了罪。
So if I talk about the person, the brother has extramarital affair, and then you are committed sin.
但是我的心不是只是想把这个讲出来，我跟他站在一起。
But not only I say that to that person, but I almost align with that person together.
我们都是罪人。
But we are all sinners.
我们都需要上帝的怜悯跟恩典。
We need God's compassion and mercy.
但是你所做的事不好。
And the thing you have done is wrong.
你需要悔改。
You need to confess.
但是我不是用高高在上的来指责你。
But I'm not in a position, I'm superior than you.
我只是把东西指出来，你需要改变。
I'm going to point out your fault, but you need to change.
我不打算拍拍屁股就走人。
I'm not just going to tell you and turn around and leave.
我打算为你祷告。
I plan to pray for you.
我打算跟你一起哭泣。
I plan to cry with you.
我打算跟你的家庭一起悔改，一起成长。
I wanted to grow with your family and to grow together.
所以，基督徒要判断，不要论断。
So Christian needs to have a discernment, but not to judge.
如果基督徒不判断，基督徒就变成糊涂蛋。
And so if we don't have a discernment, we are very, very often we're in a mental of a confusion.
如果基督徒只会论断，那教会就变成一个非常不可爱的地方，没有人想来了。
And so if we only judge, the church become a very unpopular place. No one want to come to church.
我们要指出我们弟兄的错，为了改进，为了更像神。
And we need to point out people's mistake because it help that person to grow to more like Christ.
但是当我们讲完以后，我们的心态，我们在讲的心态。是要对的，是跟他在一起的，跟他认同的。
And our heart should be in the right place so that we need to align with that person after we say it.
为什么人会论断呢？
Why do we like to judge?
有很多原因。
There are so many reasons.
你可以检视一下你的心有没有。
But please examine your heart, do you have it?
我还从来没有遇到一个人，他说我从来不论断的。
I have never met anybody who says that he doesn't judge.
我有一个原则。
I have one principle.
帮助我自己不要论断。
And to help me not to judge.
就是我不敢在这个人面前说的，我不在他背后说。
If I cannot say this thing to that person, I will never say anything behind this person's back.
我不敢说我百分之百做到，但大概百分之九十、九十五我做到。
And I cannot say I can do 100%, but most likely 95% to 99%.
这件事我在神面前比较谨守，因为我还是一个牧者的身份。
And because I'm a pastor, I have to be very, very careful about this.
但即使我不是牧者，我是一个基督徒，我就应该用这种标准要求我。
Even though I'm not a pastor, even as a Christian, I need to use the same principle, same standard.
我不敢在这个人背后前面讲的，我就不在他背后讲。
If I cannot say to this person directly, I will never talk about the person behind his back.
这样子能够做到的。你基本上可以保证你不论断。
So if you can do this, then you can probably follow this principle. You do not judge.
人为什么会论断呢？有很多原因。
And there are so many reasons people like to judge.
可能你对他有一个愤怒。
And maybe you have some kind of anger toward that person.
但是你又不能打 Jackson 一拳。
You cannot even punch Jackson.
你只好借题发挥，找一个机会在背后说他。
And so then you will find an excuse and to talk about Jackson behind his back.
你也可能出于嫉妒。
And you can be coming from jealousy.
他为什么长得这么帅？
Why he is so handsome?
为什么他嫁的老公这么好？
And then why she married such a wonderful husband?
没有人会承认自己嫉妒的。
And people will never admit that we have jealousy.
所以那种嫉妒就用另外一种方式发泄出来，就变成论断。
So the jealousy comes a different way than become judge.
也有人是因为很骄傲，他自以为很感觉很良好，我比你强。
And there are person also very prideful, think I am better than you.
他看到什么都不顺眼，你都有太多缺点可以让他讲。
And there's always the things that this person can find among people.
有的人就是单纯的有偏见，他就是对你有偏见，你做什么基本上就不太对。
And there's people who just have the prejudices toward this person. No matter what you do, nothing is right.
你有没有发现，当你论断的时候，心里有一种微妙的快感
？And so, do you realize when you judge, there's something, there's kind of pleasure inside?
这就是最终之乐。
最终 ，that is there's a joy in the of your pleasure in the sin.
你去看你的心的时候，如果你能够不论断， 这不是一个道德的命令而已。
And so when you examine your heart, if you do not judge, it's just not a moral standard.
它是一种生命。
And it's a, your life.
当你不论断，其实你要把这些骄傲、愤怒、比较、嫉妒都要放弃的，才能够 不论断的。
So when you try to avoid judge, you have to get rid of your pridefulness and your jealousy, everything.
所以有的人说我只是实话实说
And people say I'm just be honest
但是实话实说从来就不够
And sometimes honesty just not good enough
上帝要我们不用一个法官的心态我是法官你是被告我来审判你
And so the God does not want us to be a judge but you are the defender
神要我们在生命上有突破有成长从我们的嘴巴开始
And if God wants to have a breakthrough of our spiritual life start with our lips
我们刚刚主日学查的雅各书如果你仔细看第三章雅各花了好长的篇幅讲到口舌上的罪
And so if you we're in the Sunday school Chinese Sunday school we talk about James chapter 3 and talk about our lips
所以口舌就反映你的心
And also talk about our tongue Our tongues reflect our heart
所以我在说耶稣不是只是给我们一个道德的诫命他要的是我们的生命
It's not it's just the command of a moral command But it's also our life
第二节跟我们讲说为什么我们不可以论断人
And second verse talk about why we do not want to judge
圣经给的命令都有原因的
And then when God gives us a command There's always a good reason for it
那个原因是什么你们怎样论断人也怎样被论断
The reason is because for in the same way you judge other You will be judged
我们用比较浅显的话来说就是像是这样子
And so we use the simple words like this
如果你爱做法官
If you want to be a judge
有一天你坐在被告席上的时候你不要惊讶
And so one day, don't be surprised, you will be on the defendant's seat.
我们都喜欢做法官，不喜欢坐在那边当被告。
And so we all like to be a judge, nobody like to be the defendant.
但是上帝说，你用这种严格、没有怜悯的标准对人，那你也会遭到这样的标准对待。
And the God's telling us, if you're so severe to others, and people will treat you severely as well.
我们不是要求公平吗？
Don't we ask for be fair?
公平的意思是什么
What is the meaning of a fair?
你用什么标准待人上帝用什么标准待你
So the way you treat others and God's going to treat you back
那个就是叫做公平
And that is the fairness
你不能说我待别人很严格我要求上帝对我很怜悯
So you cannot say if I treat other people severely but God treat me with mercy
上帝说 Hey 表里如一
But we have to be inside out the same
上帝说公平公义
And we talk about just and fairness
你到底要选严格的这条论断道路还是要选择满有恩慈怜悯的这条道路只能选一个
You can only choose one either be severe or being mercy
要一致
You have to be consistent
所以这边第二节给我们一个理由
So the second verse gives us a reason
为什么不可以论断因为我们不希望上帝也来论断我们 也来 judge 我们
And so why? Because we don't want to judge others and also be judged
想想看如果上帝对我们是有一个像法官的心态耶稣就不会死在十字架上
If you think about if Jesus is a judge he will not die on the cross for us
上帝不是用这种方法对我们我们也不要用这种方法对别人
He's not treating Jesus is not treating us like a judge so do not treat us like treat others like a judge
我的太太是一个全职的家庭主妇
My wife Vicky who is a full-time housewife
她要处理很多事情
She have to take care of a lot of things
但我总觉得她的时间应该可以用得更好
Sometimes I think she can manage time a little bit better
我觉得你不用上班应该还可以多做一些事吧
So if you don't have to work you can do a little bit more
有的时候回来怎么觉得家里还没有整理的那么好呢
So when I come home and the house is still a little bit messy
啊，怎么饭还没有煮好呢
And she's still not finished cooking
我心里就觉得也明白跟她讲我觉得你的时间管理并不好
So sometimes I even tell her that you don't manage your time very well
直到有一天也不是有一天常常我发现我的讲道来不及准备好
And so until one day I realized I cannot prepare my sermon well enough.
我的太太跟我说，你一个礼拜有五天去教会上班，五天的时间供你自由使用，怎么你还没有准备好呢？
So one day she asked you, say to me, you have 5 days when you go to church to work, you have 5 days, how come you cannot prepare your sermon?
诶，我发现我的时间管理也不怎么样。
So then I realized my time management is not good enough either.
我的太太当然希望我多怜悯她，知道她的限制。
And so my wife want me to have the empathy and know that her limitation.
我也希望我的太太这样对我。
I want my wife to treat me the same.
就连这么一个简单的例子，我们都有两种选择。
And even with simple, this a simple example, we have two choices.
我们可以互相论断或者互相体恤。
And we can judge each other or we can have a mercy toward each other.
但你不能说我要论断你，你要体恤我。
But you cannot say, I'm going to judge you, but you have a mercy on me.
你说人真的太恐怖。
So that's the humankind is very horrible.
我们都是有缺点。
Because we all have flaws.
好，我就第一点要先停在这里，我还有很多例子可以讲，可是时
间不够。 I can have a lot of good examples to share with you, but we'll stop right here.
基督徒一定要判断，但不可以论断。
We need to have a discernment, but not to judge.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the next one.
那耶稣就用一个非常具体的比喻来告诉我们说，不论断像是什么。
So Jesus used a very good example talk about not to judge is like what?
或者是说你用论断的态度去论断别人的话有多么愚蠢。
And how foolish it is that when you judge others.
他用一个比喻，看到弟兄眼中有刺，眼中有刺。
And so you see other people's speck in their eyes.
眼中有刺舒不舒服？
And so when you have something in your eye, do you feel comfortable?
那个人不舒服，我看了也很不舒服。
And so that person is very so uncomfortable. When I see that, I'm uncomfortable too.
我有一股冲动，我想要来解救你，纠正你。
So I have this urge, I want to correct you, to save you.
但问题是什么呢？
But what's the problem?
问题不是那个解救。
But the problem is the solution.
问题是那个优先次序。
And the problem is the priority.
解救是要解救的。
You still need to help that person to save that person.
但有一个事情你要先做。
But the one thing you have to do before that.
你要去掉自己眼中的梁木。
And you need to get rid of this plank of your eye.
这边有很智慧的东西。
There's a wisdom here.
第一，耶稣假设你有梁木。
And so Jesus said that you have the plank in your eye.
他并没有说你的眼睛视力很好。
He didn't say you have a great vision.
他假设你的盲点可能比你的弟兄更大。
He's using this probably for example, you might have the blind spot, you might have the plank is bigger, the issue is bigger than your the person you want to judge.
想想看，这是一个很夸张像卡通式的情景。
So think about this is almost like cartoon. It's very exaggerated.
你的眼中有梁木。
So you have a plank.
你几乎看不到。
You can almost not. You can. You almost cannot see.
你说 Bianca, 我帮你修一下你眼中这个刺。
So with your plank in your eye, you say I'm going to take the speck of your eye.
那你会怎么拿呢？
So how are you going to remove it?
你真的要拿的时候，你会怎么拿呢？
So if you want to remove it, how are you going to do it?
你眼睛有一个梁木，你看不到。
You have a plank in your eye.You just, your vision's been blocked.
你没有帮助他把刺拿掉，你把他弄瞎了。
And so you might not able to move the speck of the of from that his eye, but you might blind that person.
为什么啊？
Why?
因为你的盲点没有先除掉。
Because you did not remove your blind spot first.
我不知道我有没有讲过这个笑话。
I don't know if I said this joke before.
有一个老妇人跟她朋友抱怨她的媳妇。
And so there's a 老夫人 is the old lady complained about her daughter-in-law.
说我的媳妇真是懒啊。
And my daughter-in-law is so lazy.
不去工作。
Don't go to work.
早上睡到很晚起来。
And get up very late in the morning.
还让老公煮早餐，把她端到她的床边。
And she also asked her husband to cook for her to her bed.
吃完早餐就出去逛街了。
So after breakfast, go shopping.
我的媳妇真是懒。
She is so lazy.
他的朋友就问那个老妇人说，哎，那你女儿最近过得怎么样？
So then her friend, this old lady's friend asked, how's your daughter doing?
他说我女儿过得可幸福了。
Ah, my daughter so has a, what a wonderful life.
不用上班。
Doesn't have to go to work.
晚上可以，早上可以睡得很晚。
And in the morning can get up very late.
老公非常体贴，还把早餐端到她的床前。
And her husband is so considerate and bring the breakfast to her bed.
他们家经济很好，她可以直接去逛街买她想要的东西。
They have a good will, so she afterwards she can go shopping.
我的女儿真是好命。
And my daughter has such a good fortune.
这个笑话好笑在哪里
？So what is funny about the story?
明明是同样的东西，为什么评价这么不一样呢
？Why there's a different value when you look at those two people？
很明显，这个老妇人她有很明显的盲点。
Because this old lady has a blind spot。
她一定跟她的媳妇处不好的，
对吧 ？She doesn't get along with her daughter-in-law。
她一定觉得自己是对的，是有理的。站在她那个角度讲，她的媳妇真是懒，这个是一个事实，不可能改变的了。
From her perspective, that it, she is right because her daughter-in-law is just so lazy.
这是一个事实，不会改变的，在她心里不会改变。
And the fact doesn't change.
可是真的是这样吗
？But is it true?
当我们成为基督徒以后，我们怎么改变我们的婆媳关系，或者我们跟其他人的关系呢
？And so when we become a Christian, how do we change the in-law relationship or relationship with others?
很多人觉得这个人就是坏。
And a lot of people say this person is just bad.
这个人就是不属灵。
And this person is not spiritual.
但是有没有想过，耶稣假设你这样说别人的时候，你眼中有亮目。
So when the Jesus said, actually, when you feel that way, that because you have a plank in your eye.
我们要懂得，所以第一步永远是反省和谦卑。
So the first step is always introspect and then be humble.
当你看到别人有错的时候，的确有个刺，那个刺被你很明显的抓到了。可是你的第一反应不是马上说什么，你的第一反应是谦卑下来反省自己。
Even though that person does have a speck in that in his eye, but the first reaction is that try to be humble, introspect.
这是耶稣要求你做的第一步。
And that's Jesus what Jesus wants you to do first.
那你怎么知道你的良目已经被去掉可以去开始帮别人进行眼科手术了呢
？So when do you know that your plank is being removed and then you can do the surgery, eye surgery?
等到你可以为这个人祝福祷告的时候。
When you can start to give blessing and pray for that person.
有的时候你太讨厌一个人，太嫉妒一个人，你恨不得他去死。
And sometimes you dislike that person, even so jealous about that person, you almost was, I wish you dead.
我们觉得我为自己祷告都来不及，我还花时间为你祷告，浪费啊
！I don't even have enough time to pray for myself, and what's is a waste of time to pray for another person?
我不相信你没有这种感觉。
I'm sure sometimes we feel like that.
有时候我为别人祷告的时候，我真的想一想，我要为他祷告吗
？And sometimes I think I need to pray for someone, but do I really need to pray for that person?
什么叫做去掉梁木
？So what is removing the plank?
这边耶稣没有仔细讲。
And the Jesus did not give us specific details.
但是我觉得有一个很实际的辨别方法，你能不能为这个你看到有错误、有缺点的人，为他祝福祷告，为他求好处，向神求好处，就是一个很重要的指标。
So there's a very practical principle is that for that person, that you, are you willing to bless that person and pray for that person?
你心中有没有对这个人开始产生一点点的怜悯跟认同？
And do you have this as a compassion for this person? Identify with that person.
如果你有这样的心，那你对他讲话的时候就不会讲得过重。
And when you have a heart like that, so when you talk to that person, it will not be too severe.
他就能够感受到这个人的确讲出一些我不想听的，可是我又感觉到他爱我。
And that person will sense that you are telling him the truth, but that you also love that person.
这件事难不难
？Is that difficult?
不容易。
Is not easy.
可是做得到。
But you can do it.
但很多人不想做。
A lot of people prefer not to do it.
也不知道该这样做。
And they don't even know they should do that.
我们的反应就是冲上去，你眼中有刺，一把抓过来。
And so where the first reaction is, if there's a speck in your eye, I want to remove it.
耶稣就是要帮助我们这个天然的反应改过来。
So Jesus want to help us over this a natural response and change that first.
天然的反应是冲上去，但神要你的反应是先坐下来反省谦卑。
So natural response is to move forward and to do something, but God wants you to sit down, introspect, and be humble.
虽然刺是他的，可是梁木是我的。
But the yeah, he has the spike, but I have the plank.
你一定有梁木的。
You have the plank. Everyone has it.
有没有人说我没有梁木
？Can you say you don't have it?
如果你举手的话
，If you raise your hand,
你就有梁木了。
Then you have a plank.
因为你觉得你没有梁木。
Because you don't think you have it.
骄傲就是最大的梁木。
The pride is the biggest plank.
什么人都可以救。
We can save everyone.
骄傲的人很难救。
It's very hard to save someone who's very prideful.
所以耶稣说，去掉你的梁木，不要盲目。
And so do not be blind, first of all, to remove the plank.
那你去掉梁木会不会觉得自己很吃亏呢
？So do you feel like, yeah, you is to move the is you lose something?
如果你不去论断、不去骂、不去指责，好像生命中少了点什么。
So you feel like there's your life missing something, you don't accuse and you don't tell other people and to tell someone the truth.
哇，不能 gossip 是很痛苦的事。
It's very painful not to gossip，
对不对
？Isn't it？
其实现在教会很多的罪，我们不敢明目张胆的犯。
And so there's a lot of sin in the church that is not very obvious。
我们不敢犯，我们不敢犯奸淫，我们不敢犯偷盗，我们不敢犯犯法的事，因为这个罪我们觉得太严重。
So there's a very severe to have a theft or adultery。
但是呢？Gossip, 我们不怕。
But we're not afraid of gossip.
我们觉得这个没什么。
It's not a big deal.
因为大家都这样做。
Everybody does it.
而且在 gossip 的过程中，我会跟这个跟我一起 gossip 的人变得很亲密。
But we become very close. We two gossip together.
我们有同一个阵营的感觉。
So we both feel righteous.
而且我们有一种心里有一种很大的满足感。
We have a satisfaction when we gossip.
当我们闲言闲语完以后，我们觉得我们又提升了一个层次。
So after the gossip, we feel we elevate to next level.
别人又降低到很卑微的地方。
So that person we gossip about is went to the bottom.
这里面是有一些心理作用的。
There's some psychological issue here.
所以去掉梁木的人不是吃亏。
So you're not losing anything when you remove the plank.
你去掉梁木了以后，你里面就生出怜悯跟带祷。
After you remove the plank, you come up with this compassion and you want to pray.
并不真的那么难，但你要愿意做。
And it's not that difficult, but you have to willing to do it.
如果你真的实践过、练习过，其实真的你知道没有那么难。
So if you really practice, have done it before, it's not that difficult.
但你如果从来没做过，你天然的反应一定是去掉人眼中的刺的。
So if you've never done it before, the first response, the natural response is that you want to remove the speck of that.
我还记得很清楚，在13年的时候，我们开我们教会的会友大会。
And I remember 2013, we have our church membership congregation meeting.
那年我们比较动荡，我们的主任牧师离开我们去别的教会。
And our senior pastor is a little bit turbulent that year. Our senior pastor left.
所以弟兄姐妹可能长执会跟他们的沟通也不是那么顺畅，弟兄姐妹就对这个。牧师的离开有很多的猜测。
So there was not a good communication between the leadership and the congregation, so there's a lot of speculation.
在会友大会的时候，就有会友就发难。
And so there were during the congregation meeting, there was someone attacked.
通常我们的会友大会都是非常的平顺的。
And so usually our congregation meeting is very smooth.
希望你们的也是哈。
I hope yours as well.
这是负面的例子。
This is a negative example.
他就有两个会友就起来质疑我们教会长执会的诚信。
And so they challenge, there are two people challenge the credibility of the leadership.
他觉得是我们赶走牧师的。
And so they actually said that we got rid of our senior pastor.
事实上不是。
And actually was not the true fact.
我们希望我们的主任牧师留在我们当中。
We were hoping our senior pastor to stay.
是他自己有自己的计划，他离开。
So he had his own plan. He decided to leave by himself.
教会只是被告知而已。
So the church was notified by the senior pastor.
有人也质疑我的动机不良。
And so people actually challenge me, say I have a wrong motive.
可能我可以借此得到更好的位置。
So then that I will benefit from senior pastor leaving.
那其实我心里是很难过的。
I was very sad about it.
这是一个公开会有大会的场合。
It was a very public congregation meeting.
我难过的不是我被攻击，我难过的是怎么那么不爱教会，这么样子的随便讲一些没有根据事实的谣言跟话。
So I was not sad about I was being attacked. I was sad because there was no truth about those rumors.
所以当场秩序有点失控。
So it was kind of disorganized that day.
我就在台上，我也讲了比较重的话。
So I said something more severe.
我说牧者的诚信不容挑战，除非有两三个见证人照着圣经的教导。
And so, according to the Bible teaching, that our credibility should not be challenged.
我说我不为自己辩解，但是我完全可以跟神交账。
I'm not going to defend for myself, but I know I can stand before the Lord.
我说你坐在台下听我讲道的时候，你要相信我的诚信。
And if you are listening down there, you need to trust my credibility. Trust me.
否则每次我讲到的时候，你心里会打一个问号，对你没有好处。
So then, otherwise, you will always have the question mark every time you listen to me preach.
我说如果这样的话，我情愿你去别的教会，你找到一个你信任的牧者，你在那边聚会，对你才有好处。
So I'd rather you maybe go to another church because when you trust the pastor, you will listen to the pastor's teaching.
我是很心平气和讲这句话，我不是希望他走，我希望他留下来。
And I said it very calmly, and because I did not want that person to leave, I want that person to stay.
我只是觉得差距这么大，我为了你的好处，我希望你不要这样子质疑领导者的诚信，害自己受亏损。
There is such a disconnect between the pastor and those two people, so I want them to really trust and also have the trust the credibility of the pastor.
后来那个弟兄当天隔一天他就打电话跟我道歉。
And so one of the brothers actually called me and apologized next day.
我也马上的原谅他，然后我也去理解他讲这些话动机，其实他也是为教会好。
I accept his apology. I also understand his motive. His motive is really good for the church.
所以当天隔一天我们就和好了。
So next time we reconcile.
我们就把话讲开了。
So we open our dialogue.
但没想到这个弟兄还是离开了。
But this brother still left.
那我们还是有联络。
And we still connect each other.
因为我们两家的小孩子年纪差不多，其实从小是一起长大的。
And both our family children grow up together, so we still contact each other.
所以我格外觉得 shock， 因为我觉得平常我们私底下是有互动，还一起去滑雪。你有对教会这么多意见，对我有意见，为什么平常不跟我说，在一个公开的场合对我说呢？
And so we had a lot of interaction. We even went to ski together. Why didn't you talk to me before? And then why do you challenge me in the public?
他离开以后，我们还是继续的有联络。
So even after he left, we still have a contact.
我的目标不是希望他回来，我的目标是希望我们中间真的没有芥蒂。
And so my goal is not say just bring him back. My goal is that we don't have any issue between us.
结果过了两个月，我才发现原来他对我的那句话非常在意。
And so after 2 months later, then I realized that he was really care what I said.
他把他理解成我要他去别的教会。
And his interpretation of the brother's interpretation is that Pastor Ye want him to go to another church.
其实这不是我的用意。
And that was not my motive at all.
但是我回去仔细想一想。
After I thought about it.
我想也许我也是的确讲得比较重。
Now I realized maybe I said it in a very severe tone.
当我讲这句话，也许也让他不好意思回来了。
And so when I said it, that the brother was embarrassed to come back or stay.
虽然当时在场很多人不这么理解，他觉得牧师只是在做一般性的教导，要求大家不要停止这样子的攻击。
And so the lot of people probably do understand, but maybe those two did not understand. There's an attack asked him to leave.
所以我觉得我也需要跟这个弟兄道歉。
So then I realized I need to apologize to this brother.
我没有解释太多，我说我的意思是这样的。
I did not explain too much.
但是呢，我说我还是要道歉，因为也许有一些隐藏的东西我自己不知道吧。
However, I need to apologize, to you because maybe there's a hidden things I did not discover at that time.
我说的每一句话都符合圣经的真理的。
Everything I said that actually fit what the Bible's teaching.
但是我不敢百分之百保证，我那样子的语气态度是完全正确，完全可以在神面前交账。
But I cannot guarantee the tone of my voice that is 100% accurate, that is according to what God wants me to do.
后来过了一年半，这个弟兄又回到我们教会。
Year and a half later, this brother came back.
所以我心里很高兴。
I was very happy.
他现在也是我们的 worship leader.
And he's our worship leader now.
我觉得神让我这边学到一个很好的功课。
I learned a very good lesson from that.
难不难？
Was it hard?
当时我也觉得很委屈，我不是那意思，你为什么要这样解释我？而且是你先攻击我的。
I feel bad that why people twist my words.
但是，当我愿意选择谦卑下来，为这个弟兄祷告，也把自己的伤害放在一边，其实神很奇妙做医治的工作跟和睦的工作。
So when I realized that I decide to be humble to put the issue aside and pray for that person, and God has done the healing.
这不是我的天性，但并不那么难。
And so it's not my nature, but it is not that difficult.
如果我们先把耶稣的话存在心里
，So if we put God's word in our heart first,
先去掉自己眼中的梁木
，To remove the plank out of our eyes first.
先
，To do that first.
你今天只要记这句话就好了。先去掉自己眼中的梁木。
To remove the plank out of our eyes first.
先做的事就要先做，后面的事才会成功。
So you will take the plank of your eyes first. Whatever you want to do later, you will be successful.
我在两分钟要结束了。
I need to finish in a few minutes.
最后一个。
The last one.
我们愿意去，当我去掉梁木的时候，我就得着权柄跟能力去去掉人眼中的刺。
So when we are able to take the plank out of our eyes, then we have ability to take speck out of other people's eye.
但是别人会不会让你碰他的眼睛呢？
But will people allow you touch their eye?
碰眼睛的时候舒不舒服呢？
And is that comfortable to touch someone's eye?
他会不会反咬你一口呢？
Then he may come back to bite you.
是不是你守节心清，别人就会心存感激呢？
Even you have a pure heart, but do they appreciate that?
不是。
Not necessarily.
真理会让人自由，但真理也会让人愤怒。
Truth may free people, but truth may anger people.
因为不是每个人都那么成熟。
But not everyone is mature enough.
不是每个人都愿意被改变。
And not everyone is willing to change.
所以，有可能你给他珍珠。
Therefore, there is a possibility you give that person pearl.
那个珍珠就是你非常真的心。
The pearl is like that your heart is truthful.
那个珍珠就是代表神的真理跟真实。
It represents God's truth.
但是猪闻一闻珍珠，它会说什么呢？
When the pig smells the pearl, what the pig says?
它以为是包子，一咬下去，哇，不能吃。
And so he thought it was a food, and he bite it down. No, it's not edible.
他就对你生气了。
So he get angry at you.
意思是什么？
What does that mean?
你可以，你也应该去掉你眼中弟兄眼中的刺。
Yeah, maybe it is that you need to take the speck out of that person's eye.
你愿意劝戒他。
You wanted to admonish that person.
但只到一个程度，不要过界。
But to the point, do not over the boundary.
如果他不接受，你就停在那里。
If he's not person not willing to listen or accept, you need to stop right there.
你不能说你不接受。
You cannot say, oh, you don't want to hear, you do not want to accept.
我为了你的好处。
It's good for you.
我要把你绑起来。
I'm going to bond you.
我要硬要把你的眼中的刺拿掉。
I'm going to tie you up and to take that speck out of your eye.
我要以爱心之名行这个手术。
So I need to do the surgery because I love you.
耶稣说 no.
Jesus said no.
基督徒是很有节制界限的。
And we need to have a boundary, we need to have a discipline.
我们不论断，我们不是审判官。
And we do not want to we do not want to judge because we're not judges.
但是我们也不是笨蛋。
But we're not stupid either.
我们不把珍珠给猪吃。
And we do not feed the pigs with pearls.
你不珍惜，就停在那里。
So if that person doesn't care about it, you stop right there.
神对我们也是这样。
God's treated us like that too.
你听到不认真。
If you don't want to seriously listen to God's words,
你的生命就停在那里。
So your life just grows and stop right there.
同样一篇道，你很满心欢喜的领受。
And if you listen to that, you're willing to receive this teaching.
那你的生命就成长。
And so your spiritual life continues to grow.
我们对人也是这样。
We will treat others the same.
我们不是苦苦哀求，拜托拜托你让我去掉你眼中的刺吧。
So we're not begging other people, please let me take your speck out of your eye.
我们不论断，但我们也有节制。
So we do not want to judge, but we also have a discipline.
那你说我不论，你不听我的，那我就放弃你。
And you say if you don't want to listen, I'm just give up on you.
如果你不听我的，我就对你生气。
So if you don't want to listen to me, I'm going to angry at you.
如果你的反应是这样
，If that's your response,
那表示你的良木还没有出去。
And if that's your response, your plank is still in your eye.
你不听，那我继续为你祷告。
So if you don't want to listen, I continue to pray for you.
上帝尊重你的自由意志，我也选择尊重。
And God respects your free will. I will respect your free will.
但我不恨你。
I will not hate you.
我不会论断你是一个不听劝的人。
I'm not going to judge you that not teachable.
我就为你祷告。
I just want to pray for you.
但我心里没有恨。
No hate in my heart.
也没有失望。
There's no disappointment.
这就是人性。
And this is human nature.
有时候我不听劝，有时候人不听我的劝。
And sometimes I don't want to listen, and sometimes people do not want to listen from me.
今天讲了三点是什么
？So we're going to talk about three big points that are first.
要判断，不要论断。
You have a discernment, but not to judge.
第二，你要去掉良木，你才能不盲目。
And take the plank, but do not take the plank first.
然后我们愿意去帮别人劝诫，但我们也不过界。
And we're willing to still continue advice, admonish, but do not over your boundary.
常常的华人教会是充满闲言闲语的。
And very often there's a lot of gossiping in Chinese churches.
但如果一个教会能够不论断，站在破口上为别人祷告
，So if we can, we can avoid the gossip, and then we continue just pray on the gap.
那这个教会会变成一个很美的教会。
The church will become a beautiful church.
人进来就会感觉到，虽然他说不上来，可是感觉到一股温暖。一股真诚在里面。
And people will come in, they feel just warmth, and they feel people are sincere.
这不是一个简单的诫命，它是要我们的生命要有一个提升，有一个改变。
This is just not a simple command that God wants us to have our life continue to grow to next level.
这样的人像耶稣。
And those kind of people are like Jesus.
如果你真的想像耶稣，从这一点开始练习起。
So if you want to be more like Jesus, start from here.
你会发现你讲的话变得少了很多。
And you will notice that you start talking less.
不过没关系，我们可以练习多说造就人的话。
But we can practice to say something to, edible to other people.
我们
edify other people. Sorry.
我们永远要评估，永远要检讨，永远要改进，这是一定要的。
We always need to self-exam and then to be humble.
但是我们永远也不论断。
But do not judge.
愿神祝福你们。
So God bless you. Thank you.